Thank you for sharing that. My name is Sophia. I have a couple questions for you. My first one being, in the Treasured Principle, you emphasize the importance of giving generously and living with an eternal perspective. So how can individuals apply the principles outlined in your book to their daily lives?
Yeah, I think with the Treasure Principle, as you know, if you've read that, the theme, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. And that's what Jesus is saying in Matthew 6. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and dust corrupt, where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where there's not moth and dust or rust, and you could add, there's not fire, there's not earthquakes, there's not economic disasters. None of that's going to take place in heaven. Once we give to God, it's safely in his hands. Now, by all means, give wisely. I choose carefully the organizations and ministries that I support, give to my church, but also to many other ministries. We give away 100% of the royalties from the books. The books have sold over 12 million copies, so that's a lot of money that has gone out to ministries all over the world. Happy to do that. My wife, who went home to be with Jesus 2 years ago, she and I agreed to this. It's something that we were excited about, and it's something we've never changed. We never changed our minds on. And some people say, "Do you realize what you could do with all that money?" And the answer is yes. But there's nothing we could do with it that would do more good for needy people, bring more honor to Jesus, and bring more happiness to our own personal lives than giving it away. So I think the biggest application would just be become a giver. Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, except that's not what the original means. The original Greek, it's the word makarios, and it means it's more happy making to give than to receive. And, blessed now, it used to be a happiness word. In fact, there's a Webster's dictionary that was in done in like 1829, and the primary definition of blessed was happy. But now blessed is more of a holiness word. Doesn't it seem like that to you? Like the Blessed Virgin Mary. If somebody says that, they're not talking about how happy she was, right? It's like God has blessed her and she's chosen and she's special and whatever. And, blessed or blessed is certainly a good word. It's just not the inspired word of God. Every word is God-breathed. And so let's take that word, Makarios, and translate it, which very few versions do, as what it really means. Same thing in the Sermon on the Mount. It really is. Happy are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are, all of these others. So does that make sense? I mean, giving is the huge application. Give more than you've ever given before and watch what God does. Because when Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Well, where your treasure is where you put it. And so if you want a heart for the things of God, give to the things of God, give to the needy, obey Jesus in the area of giving, give lavishly. Think of how he's given. Give to others as he has given to you. You will never regret it. Certainly Nancy and I have never regretted, and she's with Jesus now. And one of the things she said before she died in some very precious moments we had together, we had a lot of them in the 4 years that she had cancer and was slowly dying from it, despite all of the treatments. One of the things she said was, "Thank you for my life." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, thank you for my life." And it was an interesting way to say it to each other. Not thank you for your life, though of course that's true, but thank you for your life, meaning how it has influenced me. Nancy impacted me in deep, deep, lasting, eternal ways. And by God's grace, I did the same with her. And you didn't ask about marriage, but I'll throw that in. Look for that kind of person to marry.